Kevin?
Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Boy, hard to tell. Probably Democrat.
Okay, thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or
yeah,
wait until November?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Elizabeth Ginsburg, are you very favorable?
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Very or somewhat?
No, hold on. I'm sorry. Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Don't know.
Okay. What about Nathan Johnson?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Victoria Criado?
Uncertain. Unfamiliar.
Okay. Okay, what about Roland Gutierrez?
Unfamiliar.
Okay, what about Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Very favorable.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Next. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay, thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which one is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Voting rights, education, guns, local control, or abortion?
I would say voting rights is one, local control is two, voting rights is three, and guns is four.
Thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One, with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message?
The second one.
Second one, thank you. Next, yes. Rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simon leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion on voting?
Does not impact my opinion.
Okay. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely vote for, probably vote, or does not impact your opinion?
Does not impact my opinion.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Does that make you definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact your opinion?
Doesn't impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Does that definitely make you definitely vote for, probably vote, or does not make an impact on your opinion?
Probably.
Probably, okay, thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Does not impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Does that definitely, probably, or does that impact your opinion?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the Worldwide Fund ASPCA and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dog, Jake and Gracie. Does that make you definitely, probably, or doesn't impact your opinion?
Doesn't impact.
Okay, thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she's a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely, probably, or doesn't impact your opinion?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for a Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or doesn't impact your opinion?
Doesn't impact. How many more of these do we got? Okay. I got to go.
Okay, we are at 70%. We have 30% more.
Man, can you end it here? Wow, God, I really need to go.
Can you give me 5 more minutes?
Sure. I really wish, I'm going to do it because you're just doing your job, but you got to tell people this, like, when you call them, right?
I understand. I do apologize.
I'm trying to head home.
Apologize about the time, okay? Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Definitely, probably, or does not impact your opinion?
Doesn't affect.
Okay. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely, probably, or doesn't impact?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortions that puts doctors in prisons for performing life-saving procedures even when women's life is at danger. It's in danger, I'm sorry. Definitely, probably, or doesn't impact?
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firm with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek paths to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or doesn't impact?
Doesn't impact.
Okay, Jasmine will work to pass common sense guns reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or doesn't impact?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Next. Yes, so you know we're almost done here. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating the common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I need more information. I need to do more research.
Okay. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or no matter to you, or it doesn't matter to you.
I wouldn't. You can just put no matter for all of them. I wouldn't. I don't listen to that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for?
Undecided.
In the Democratic primary? Undecided. Okay, thank you. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your opinion, in a small statement?
Oh, boy, a single statement, I would say, increasing the hurdles to obtain guns, stricter gun access.
Gun access, okay.
Yes, stricter gun access.
Okay. Thank you so much. Could you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 39? 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 plus?
40 and 54.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school?
Postdoctorate.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describe your ethnicity or racial background? Are you African American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, Arab, Muslim, White, Latino? Okay, thank you so much.
Latino,
that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
Thank you. Good luck. All right, man.
Okay, thank you. Okay.